Okay.
Shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Hey, everybody, smiles.
What the hell was that?
I was listening to some Gwen Stefani on the way to work, and it just kind of stuck with me, I guess.
She said that?
Yeah.
I ain't no holla back girl.
I've never heard that before.
CB probably sings along to that. I could see that.
Yeah, you think so? I don't know. I don't listen to... I haven't listened to Gwen Stefani since college, probably. That was when she was in No Doubt.
Bob's just a girl.
That's right. Bob's just a girl.
Bob gets mistaken as a girl. Because of his giant size bum.
There you go. Nice.
So my Static Radio is a podcast that is recorded weekly.
Oh, you want to give them the rundown? Go ahead.
And it was started by two Gentiles.
two Gentiles.
Okay. And it continues on. So.
A couple of Gentiles recording
and
on the internet.
Problem, man. Bye, bye.
This is Miles' father. I don't know what they're doing, but they're putting audio on the internet. And they're a couple of Gentiles. It's called non-Jew radio or something. I don't know.
Nice. Actually, it'd be funny if my dad was Jewish.
If?
Well, I'm just like, whatever.
If?
Actually, I called up my dad last week, and, you know, because he's always, you know, like...
What do you want? I can only stay on this phone for 5 minutes. It's a law. It's a federal offense for me to talk more than 5 minutes. Hurry up.
If you got a 5 minute conversation with my dad, that'd be a long conversation.
I've got no money for you. I'm going to hang up 2 minutes.
He's always like, you know, I have 20 children and they never call.
That's right.
Them, you know. So, yeah. So, yeah, I'm trying to be a good son. I go, you know what? I'm gonna beat him to it. I'm going to call him. This is last Saturday. I go, I'm going to call him. Right?
Miles, the Playboy channel turning over the next movie. Hurry up.
I'm like, hey, what's going on? You know, because I was going to tell my mom I had a tummy ache, you know.
Yeah, mama, I go poo-poo.
I had heartburn for like 4 or 5 days in a row.
Oh, please.
I like, you know, so, like, my mom's, like, having, like, some kind of college reunion.
I'm a professional, Miles. I'll tell you how to take care of that.
No, she's, She's invited some of the ladies that were in her nursing class way back when, you know, and so I'm like, hey, Dad, what's going on? I said, hey, Miles, how are you doing? I'm like, oh, good. You know, I tell Mom, I got a tummy ache.
Who cares?
And they say, hey, Mom, Miles has a tummy ache. And she's like, he's got GERD. Just tell him to take some antacid for Christ's sakes.
he's
like, all right.
He's fat.
That fat son of a bitch.
That's right.
Tell him lumpy.
He needs to lose 100 pounds.
I called him 50 goddamn times.
That's right. That's what your mom is.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
I couldn't bother your mother. She's having a tattoo party over here.
No. It's better.
All of our nursing friends are getting tattoos.
No, this is even better. He's like, your mother has her nursing friends over here. Some people call them nurses. You know what I call them? Alcoholics.
That and they're eating all my food.
Oh, my God. Oh, and I can hear these people in the background, like, very uncomfortable, like, right here.
That's right. They're drinking all my booze, and they're eating all my food.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, that was like my two-minute conversation with my dad. Yeah.
Well, at least he had a joke in there for you. This
time. I know.
You know, sometimes he doesn't even, you know, get a joke in there.
Yeah, I know. Like tonight. He calls up, your sister's going to have her thyroid taken out.
What's he calling you about that?
God, what's that about? He's like, oh, I don't know. She just told me, but how are you doing? Good? Yeah, I'm okay.
How's your thyroid?
Hello? Hello, Dad? Hello? He keeps it very short.
I'm going to get $50 for that thyroid if I can get it from the doctor.
I'll put it with nubbins.
Don't tell your sister.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's nice.
I know, so hopefully.
Your dad's all right.
Yeah, I know. He just keeps it so short on the phone. So short. The shortest conversation you've ever had with any. You know, some people, like, you pray you have a short conversation with, like, oh, not that guy, you know. But,
right.
You know, this, you'd actually like to talk to him, and it's like, you know. It's kind of like the end of Cats in the Cradle song, you know. I'd sure like to talk to you, but the kids, you got the flu.
Yeah.
It's like that. Like, boom, my phone. Boom.
There you go.
Oh, well.
You know you'll have a good time then.
At least he's consistent. I give him that, though.
That's true.
Yeah, conversations don't last too long.
He calls up. Miles, what are you doing?
Well, what's funny is, like, you'll want to tell him something heavy, you know, and, like, he'll have no response to it, you know.
Okay, I gotta go.
Like, I don't know. I think things are tough at work. Maybe I'll just quit and get a new job. Oh. Well, your mother's had hemorrhoids again. Well, I thought we'd talk about. Okay, well, how is that going for her? You know, or something, you know, it's always something like that. Like, he cannot relate. If you cannot lay.
He's like, at least the pause is where he normally would say, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
At least he's not doing that.
I don't know. I think it's like a computer. Like, he's thinking of possible responses, like, do-do-do-do-do-do, like the Terminator.
Like the Terminator. That's right. Fuck you, asshole.
No, nothing. I got nothing. Okay, next topic.
My response is your mother's got hemorrhoids.
I'm like, oh, okay. Well.
That's my response.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun.
It sounds fun.
But like I say, I know I've talked about this before, but he does not usually say goodbye on the phone.
Yeah, he just hangs up.
He'll hang up or he'll say okay.
Okay, click.
Like a trailing okay, like, okay.
Back when I was in school, we did not have telephone etiquette.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's just funny. It's funny. If you didn't know, I'd be like, wow, this guy's incredibly rude and is missing some phone skills, you know? Like, well, like, that's just it's his style. He just, it's like very short.
I'm pretty sure if you did meet him, you'd say, boy, this man is incredibly rude.
But it's his style.
It's his style to be rude.
That's his style.
He's a rude guy.
You know, me, you know, I'm stuck talking to you for like 3 hours each Monday, you know.
I know, there you go.
But, you know, him, you know, you might get 2 minutes and that's it.
Well, that'd be a good show. I'd love that.
Like, you better make notes and be ready to hit it when you're on, you know.
Yeah, like, hey, go. Three things. He's like Dora. He's like Dora. He's got the three things, you know. Mountain, trail, rowboat.
See, I got possible GERD. Let me see here. The kids are okay, and my wife likes her job. So that's it. That was my notes. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Click.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It could be a character on Sesame Street, I think.
Mr. Quick. I don't know. That's me, I guess.
Nice. Nice.
No, I love my dad. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Hey, you know about computers?
I just, the compassion from my mom. Tommy's got GERD. He's got GERD, and that's all. I'm busy.
I'm busy. I'm drinking.
He knows what to do.
Give me some more daiquiris.
Mom, my tummy hurts.
She's probably tired of hearing from you. Jeez.
I know, like, oh, Christ, now what?
What is it now? The guy's always sick.
I know, he's a hypochondriac.
Hypochondriac. He's the fattest hypochondriac I know.
I think I got a lump.
You got a bunch of lumps. It's called fat.
You should have never cut off nubbins.
That's right, you cut off the nubbins. It was your regulator.
It was your twin.
You killed your twin. I didn't tell you about it because I thought you'd freak out.
We had most of them cut off, but a little bit was left.
That's right. That was his neck.
His parasitic twin was cut off. Early.
We cut off his head but left the neck.
Oh, God.
He had twice the neck that you've got.
It was his wiener.
He's got twice the wiener that you've got.
Oh my god.
Except when you had your accident. It's the only time you beat him.
Yeah. That's true, yes.
Your swollen black penis.
Yes, the night that my mom took a look at my swollen black penis. That does not really.
She gave me the once over. Turn him over.
Oh, he's got GERD.
He's got the GERD.
He's got the GERD. Son's caught the GERD again.
Oh my goodness. How do you spell that?
It's a prolage, you cheap bastard.
How do you spell the GERD? I don't even know.
Why is my mom sound like Harvey Firestick for him? Oh, vile.
Because she does, I think. I don't know. Yeah. I've talked to her a couple times.
Yeah, no. Because she called you an asshole once.
That's right, she did. She called
me. Don't hate, man. Don't be a hater.
She called me an asshole.
Well, she's consistent. Tell your friend he's an asshole and you got GERD.
He's an asshole.
I hope he gets GERD too, the fat fuck.
That's right. That's your mom. That's your mom talking to me.
Who's the asshole? She's a... The agent's wife. I can't think of her name.
You mean Garland on...
Yeah, Jeff Garland's wife on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, my God.
Tell that ass, fat ass.
What do you mean? That's my wife.
I know. Your wife and you going. Yeah, I've heard her plenty of times.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Susie.
Damn it.
Susie. I can't do Garland. What? Susie, what?
Doesn't your wife say that? Damn it.
Yes, she says all
kinds of stuff. Sounds just like that, too. That's funny.
Oh, my gosh, she can curse up a storm. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. She got mad the other night at dinner and was just laying it out. And me and the kids were laughing.
MF'ing cookies.
And then it was not a good scene because everybody else was laughing.
Don't laugh. Oh, they hate when you laugh.
I know.
Oh, you start laughing. Oh, don't encourage the children.
That's right. That was terrible.
Oh my lord. I'm bleeding and you're lying.
She kept dropping stuff and it was a whole big
boy.
Thing. Yeah, you know.
I can relate to that.
It's all funny until you get diagnosed with Parkinson's.
And GERD.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, she was so angry with me because everybody was laughing. So.
Oh, I know.
But I'm like, you can't act like that and nice make me to laugh.
I know, right? They get going and you're like... Like y'all are inanimate objects. Like,
exactly.
God damn these cookies! Cookies!
I don't yell at inanimate objects. I just go on, you know.
I got animals and children. And
right.
You know.
Yeah. That's. Oh my goodness. Well, I was going to tell you about a couple of weird things that happened this week.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it's past now, but, you know, the muscular dystrophy thing was on Labor Day weekend.
That's right.
And I do a lot of errands on Saturday mornings. I'm the errand guy, apparently.
Yeah.
And so I hit the first place, and, you know, they had the fireman out with the boot gathering money for muscular dystrophy.
Uh-huh.
And so I put a couple bucks in the boot, and they give me the sticker. It says, you know, I helped out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, thank you. And I stick it in my pocket. And I go do my business. I get to the next place. More boots. Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, where the fuck's that sticker?
Aww.
I couldn't find it, so I snubbed them.
Oh.
I snubbed them. And so then for the rest of the day, and even over onto Sunday, I found that sticker and I was flashing it like a badge.
You know what?
Everywhere I went, I'm like, hey, you know. Hey.
God forbid your house catches on fire someday.
Yeah, God forbid. Exactly.
Called 911 like 3 hours ago.
No, God forbid.
They know, man. They keep logging.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I kept flashing that sticker all weekend. I'm like, they were in the road. They were in the road getting money. I flashed a sticker.
I gave 25 cents an hour ago. Thank you.
I think I gave a couple bucks. It was like
$3
or something.
Let me dig deep here. We look in the ashtray.
Hey, they say every dollar counts.
Yeah.
I got a sticker, so I figure I'm exempt at this point. But I still got the sticker because I'm so paranoid now because, you know, I cannot handle people handling me.
Sir, that is a get-out-of-jail-free card for Monopoly.
Yeah, no, I got the sticker still on my car because I'm like, you know.
Going to keep it for next Labor Day, too. And
maybe. I'd probably change the design or something. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just was like, oh, my gosh, I'm being assaulted everywhere I went. I mean, they had a lot of volunteers. I'll give you that. A lot of volunteers.
Wow.
So that was weird. And then people collect money. I'm glad to give some money sometimes, not every time.
$2.
A couple dollars. You're lucky if you catch me with money, to be honest with you. I never carry money around. But then, you know, the constant harassment, I just cannot tolerate. You know what I mean? I just can't handle it personally, so.
Hey, what are you going to, hey, you cutie pie. Hey.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, Pat, come over here. Where's the $2 for the boot?
Yeah, where's the boot dollars?
Where's your sticker?
Yeah.
A sticker?
That's right.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was one of the weird things because, I mean, they were out in force. I've never experienced the amount of, you know, since Jerry Lewis is not, you know, doing his, you know, is he dead? He's dead, isn't he?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, he's not dead. Well, he's not doing a telethon anymore.
I don't know. I'd have to Google that. I have no idea. I don't know.
These people with the, they're out there in force.
I did not see person one. I didn't see anything on TV. Nothing.
Really? Oh, my God. Around here, this is like everybody was out.
No.
Like every other person was like collecting.
Nope.
So then the other weird thing was, you know, my work moved and I'm in a new location and it's terrible and everything because I hate change. But the, I'm going to a different McDonald's now, right?
Right.
A whole new neighborhood. And everything, and so I got a different McDonald's that I go to.
A whole new
neighborhood. Yeah.
A whole new.
So I'm in the drive-thru at lunchtime. I'm going to get myself, you know, a double hamburger or whatever.
Bob goes to Ferguson.
Yeah, well, I do work near Ferguson. Yes, I do.
Yeah, right.
I'm behind this car and I'm waiting my turn to go up and pay.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just ordered and I'm like sitting there and all of a sudden this lady comes like with a broom out of the drive-thru window. Okay.
And your little dog too.
Yeah. No. She's like sticks the broom, the bristly part out of the window.
Yeah.
And then she follows out with like most of the top of her body.
Okay.
And she's like whacking it on this car.
Which is coincidental because you were. Oh, okay.
No. She's whacking the broom on this car in front of me who was at the window to pay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, what is going. What am I witnessing here?
What? That's what?
And she's hitting the car with the broom.
What?
Yes. She comes through the window with the broom.
Yeah.
She's leaning out and she is hitting the car with the broom.
Well, she's like, "You son of a bitch!"
No. I didn't hear her yelling, other than that she was like going "la la," you know. And so I'm like, what? Do I need to leave? That's what I was thinking. I'm like, is something happening?
Was she trying to brush something off, or was
she was trying to brush something off the car, but she just was so haphazard about it. So I look, and she's like swinging this broom, and then I look down on the ground, and this giant, like bug. Yeah. I mean, this thing must have been like the size of a like a dumbbell.
What?
It was this big. It wasn't that big, but it was almost, it was a really large bug that looked like, did you ever watch Space Ghost Coast to Coast?
I think so, yeah.
You know the bad guy on that was like this bug guy?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
My God.
A tiny version of that, but I mean, it was big as in for a bug, you know what I mean?
Did you get a picture?
No, everything was just happening, and I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? So she smacks this bug off this car, and it's running across the parking lot.
Oh.
But it's big enough for me to see.
Wow.
I mean, it was probably, let me think here. It was the size of a mini bat from the baseball game.
Ooh.
I mean, I thought, am I like in another country or something all of a sudden? What? I got like some kind of, wormhole or something. So this thing goes shooting off across the parking lot, and then the lady takes the broom back in the window.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, thank you. And then she pulls up to get her food. And I pull up apprehensively looking around for this giant bug.
Can you whack me off too?
And we resumed to normal, but I'm like, apparently this giant bug was on this lady's car and she was just knocking it off of there. But
no charge for you, sweet lips.
Yeah, no kidding. Thank you.
Oh my God, that's weird.
I'm thinking that she could, it was like by her window and she didn't want to roll down her window.
Yeah.
And so the lady ran and got a broom and just started wailing it.
Who was that?
But she didn't kill it. I mean, it was just skittered off. Like, it was like a praying mantis looking thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was big. I mean, it was a big, big mother.
Was it fast moving?
Oh yes, it just shot. It was like ran toward the building and it turned around and it took off the other way. And
hermit crab?
No, it was like a praying mantis.
Yeah.
It was big though. I was like, oh my God. I'm thinking, did that come out of the drive-thru window?
I'm foreseeing the name of the show being McDonald's Whack Off or something. Drive-Thru Whack Off or something.
Drive-Thru Whacker.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, you know, and then I'm like, I don't know what if I should go back here. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like being a Guillermo del Toro movie or something here. You know what I mean? He's got those wackadoodle. Yeah. He was the Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Like the dude with the eyes and the hands and everything. Oh,
I'd love to see the video of this, man.
Oh, I wish I would have because you would have been like, you know.
Believe it or not.
That's right, believe it or not. So, yeah, it was scary.
Bobblement in search of.
Yeah, it was like, I've never seen a praying mantis that big from a distance even.
Think it was a mantis?
I think it was.
Yeah.
I think it was, but it was the largest one I've seen, so.
Wow.
And I had a large one in the house. Did I tell you about that?
A mantis?
A praying mantis, yes.
In your house?
Yeah, my daughter found it. Did I not tell you this?
No, you don't tell me anything.
Oh, well, my daughter's screaming in her room. Yeah, and I go, what's up? And she's always, we live out in the country, there's bugs. And so I'm like, what is it? She's like, there's a giant bug in my room. And most of the time, it's not giant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's usually just like a grasshopper or a cricket or something.
It's ginormous.
And I go, okay, you know, I'm coming up there. And I get up there, and she shows me. And it is a praying mantis that is the length of her, it was on a shirt.
Yeah.
So it started at the collar, and its body went all the way down to the shoulder.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, holy moly.
So Jesus.
I go, you're not kidding. That thing is huge. And so I'm like, what can I do? I mean, I don't think I could kill it without like a shotgun or something.
Right.
So first thing I do, the vacuum was up there. So I tried to vacuum it up.
Yeah.
It was like drying its hair. It didn't do anything. It didn't even move. Yeah, he was like, hey, baby, a little lower. And so... Ah,
son of a bitch.
So I went downstairs and I got a pair of tongs. And I grabbed that sucker by the neck.
Yeah.
And I had a hold of him. I took him outside and let him go. But, oh my gosh, it was huge. But this one at the drive-thru was bigger because I saw it from my car. Like...
It was waving to you.
like a you know, half a car length back.
Was it like one of those exterminator cars where they had like those big, you know, plastic bugs up on their
car? No, no, it wasn't like that.
Hey, that looks really lifelike.
But it was running fast. So yeah, this other one that we found in the house. Then I tell I was at a party, and I tell the guys, I'm like, yeah, there's this giant. And they go, oh, you should have kept it. He goes, you should have put it in a peanut butter jar. I'm like, it wouldn't fit in a peanut butter jar. It was too long. I would have had to crush it. He's like, what?
I'm like, why yes. Would you have a peanut butter jar in your car? Just have to keep one, you know.
I just have one. He wanted it for something, and I'm like, well, if I find another one, I'll give you a call.
Oh.
I mean, this thing could have easily, like, you know.
Maybe he's like Crispin Glover and Wild at Heart, you know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. He's, you know. Around here, there's a lot of scout stuff, and so they have collections of things. So.
Oh, I just found a mantis the other day, man.
He goes, he says, I'm going to put it in the peanut butter jar.
He puts it in the peanut butter jar.
Puts it in the peanut butter jar.
So, yeah.
No.
So we got to keep all our empty peanut butter jars for you, then?
No, no, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want your you empty too many too fast.
Yeah. Nice. Thanks.
But it was just that was my giant praying mantis experience at the new McDonald's there. So I'm like, you know, it was already weird enough with the broom coming out, and then to see that thing skitter off was just this. Creepy. I'm like, is it gonna get on my car? You know, I don't have a very big car. The thing might just pick it up.
It'd be funny if you got carjacked by the
band. Yeah, I got carjacked. Mantis is over there at my window. Ting, 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 ting.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got like a gun, you know.
Fries are ready, sir.
That's right.
Okay.
You're gonna be driving me out to West County.
Take me out to the county.
That's right.
All right, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't bring my tongs with.
I didn't bring my tongs, that's right. That's how big it was. I had to get tongs.
Then your wife yelled at you, don't use the good tongs!
Yeah, that's right. Normally I just take a shoe and I take care of it, you know, but.
I'll use my shoe now.
That's right. No, I had to get the tongs because this thing was. I don't know, it was just scary. I don't know. I'm like, it's like alligator wrestling, you know what I mean? To me, it was like.
It's like a giant game of Operation or something.
I gotta guess right is what it was. I'm like, I didn't need to get a hold of this thing, but I'm not touching it. You know what I mean?
That'd be $200, please.
Yeah, so I grabbed it with the tongs. I mean, and I had a hold of it pretty good, and it wasn't cracking or anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Did the buzzer go off when you took it out?
Yeah, no. No, I just took it out back and threw it.
Problem, that's Operation.
Yeah, I'm like that. I have never, you know what I mean?
You could make a game out of that.
You could, yeah, you could. Grab the mantis. I think you try to play that game at parties. And you say, hey, baby, you want to grab the mantis?
I'd love to.
Yeah. Well, this mantis, you know,
he
may have made you feel inadequate. I'm just saying.
Big.
Big, girthy.
Girthy.
It was a big mantis.
Big mantis.
I can't believe I haven't mentioned that. That was a freaky freaky one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. So, yeah. Mm. Anyway, hope I don't have any more bugs or beggars this week.